10 best places to relax and unwind in Australia. Australia is a beautiful place filled with numerous wonders for travellers with a variety of interests. There is plenty to do and plenty to see, so much so that it can be hard to pin down where exactly you should visit while you're in the land down under. On that note, below are 10 excellent places in Australia that you should definitely visit. These places are crucial if it's your first time in the area too. Check them out. 1. Great Barrier Reef, Queensland. If you've watched the movie Finding Nemo, then you should be familiar with the Great Barrier Reef since it is featured in the movie. In fact, the movie is set in Australia. If you're an avid diver, then you should definitely not pass up one of the greatest diving spots in the world when you're in Australia. Aside from diving, you can also sleep on the reef. There are services out there that offer this kind of service. You can even skydive while seeing the wonderful view of the Great Barrier Reef, if you're looking for a thrilling experience. Great Barrier Reef Whitsunday's Great Barrier Reef from above. 2. Rottnest Island. Speaking of diving, Australia has a lot of beaches and bays that you can enjoy. Some of these you will be able to find in Rottnest Island. Also known as Rotto, you can do all sorts of water-based activities on Rottnest Island. If you're into hiking, then you can strap on your carry-on luggage with you and hike, and even swim on your day trip on this island. There are plenty of lakes and bays to explore, so you can have a nice time hiking. Quokka on Rottnest Island, a cute quokka on Rottnest Island. 3. Kangaroo Island, South Australia. If you think about the unique wildlife you can find in Australia, you'll usually think of one animal in particular first, the kangaroo. Interestingly enough, there's a whole island in South Australia named after these interesting creatures. Kangaroo Island is the place to see various wildlife in Australia. It serves as a sanctuary for not only kangaroos, but also koalas, pelicans, and even seals. If you're interested in animals, then you should consider going to Kangaroo Island to know more about their indigenous critters in the country. Kangaroo Island Australia film locations. The Remarkable Rocks, Kangaroo Island by Rue 72, photo taken by Rue 72, CC by SA 2.0 via Wikimedia Commons. 4. Uluru aka Ayers Rock. You might not know what it's called, but once you see it, you know what it is. One of the must visits of Australia is this natural wonder called Uluru. Also known as Ayers Rock, it is a sandstone monolith that is around 550 million years old. There are tours available that you can try, although hiking is banned in the area, for now, to help conserve this beauty. Nonetheless, seeing it with your own eyes is going to feel like a spiritual experience, and it's something that you shouldn't pass up. Make sure you also visit the Olgas, Catatuta, when you're in the Red Centre. Uluru, Australian Culture Landmarks by Wave. Own work, CC0, via Wikimedia Commons. 5. Sydney Opera House, New South Wales. Another iconic landmark in Australia is the Sydney Opera House, also seen in Finding Nemo. It is in the city of Sydney and is a very popular tourist spot. There are walking tours that you can take for the Sydney Opera House. You can even have a backstage tour arranged. If you're interested, you can book tickets and watch some of the shows in the Sydney Opera House. They're not only showing opera there. There are some theatre, stand-up comedy shows, and more. Sydney Opera House. Sydney Opera House is one of many things to visit in Sydney. 6. Gold Coast, Queensland. In the eastern coast of Australia is the Gold Coast in Queensland. This is a metropolitan area filled with all sorts of interesting spots that travellers would definitely love to see. There is the Dreamworld Amusement Park to see, as well as the Warner Brothers Movie World theme park. There are also plenty of cafes and restaurants that you should check out in the area too. If you want a leisurely activity to try, then consider cycling along the Gold Coast Ocean Way as well. Beach Gold Coast Queensland Xyro, CC by 3.0, via Wikimedia Commons. 7. Daintree Rainforest, Queensland. Another place you can visit in Queensland is the Daintree Rainforest, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Daintree Rainforest is home to the Kukuyalanji people and is filled with green forests as well as rolling rivers. You can go on a cruise along the Daintree River and spot yourself a crocodile or two. You can even go through a night walk guided by professionals through the jungle to experience the forest in an interesting way. For a little bit of a thrill, you can even go ziplining. WG Boardwalk Daintree Rainforest. WG Boardwalk Daintree Rainforest Walk. 8. The 12 Apostles. There are plenty of natural sights to see in Australia, and one of them is the 12 Apostles. They can be found along the Great Ocean Road, and even the roads leading to them are beautiful in and of itself. Nonetheless, you'd want to see these interesting rock formations made up of limestone by the sea. Although technically, there are only 8 of them standing left after time and nature has passed through, they're still a beautiful sight to behold. Great Ocean Road 12 Apostles, Great Ocean Road. 9. Arnhem Island of Australia. Enjoy submerging in the culture of Australia, its surroundings, and much more by making a trip to go to the Arnhem Island of Australia. They have a national park on the island called the Garigunakbalu National Park that you should definitely check out. If you want some take-home arts and crafts of traditional make, then consider passing by the Injilak Art Shop. Speaking of art, there's also the Bukulangay Mulka Art Centre and Museum for interested folks looking for a quiet trip to a museum showcasing different art pieces. 10. Lake Hillier, Western Australia. Lake Hillier is an interesting body of water that you should experience in Australia. Although you can visit the lake straight by looking at it from a distance, it's best to see its marble through the air to have a clearer view of the milky pink colour of the lake. This colour is caused by the high salinity of the lake. There is no clear cause yet as to why the lake is pink, although it is suspected to have something to do with the presence of microalgae in the lake. Pink Lake, Lake Hillier, by Kyosatetti 123. Own work, CC by SA 4.0, via Wikimedia Commons. All of these places show you the beauty and wonder of Australia to its fullest. It shows its culture and all the important spots to see, especially as a first-time tourist. Make sure that you drop by these places or visit at least one of them and fit them in your itinerary if you haven't been to these places. Author, Geraldine Mills, is a brand consultant and a travel writer from Australia. She is a self-confessed wanderlust and loves to share the allure of bagpacking through her content. Main image by Downhee, own work, CC by SA 4.0, via Wikimedia Commons.